D. Lowering the voting age. In some countries, turning 16 is a momentous occasion. It marks the onset of adulthood when people are granted the right to marry, enter military service, and drive a motor vehicle. Often, students may legally leave school and enter the workforce at 16. One thing they are barred from doing in many democracies, however, is voting. A movement is underway to change this, with several countries considering lowering the voting age to 16. Supporters argue that because people are considered adults in most respects at that age, they should also have the right to vote. And supporters view this as a way to encourage civic involvement in the face of declining voter turnout. Some critics view the effort as a vote-grabbing strategy by politicians who are popular with young people. The idea also faces opposition from those who say younger people lack the experience and knowledge to make informed voting decisions. Interestingly, some politicians in the UK are also wary of making such a change. After the voting age in Britain was lowered to 18 in 1970, the government that made the change was not re-elected, and statistics show this was partly due to a lack of votes from the very people they had enfranchised.
Questions. Number 17. What do people who want to lower the voting age to 16 believe? Number 18. Why are some UK politicians reluctant to change the voting age?